Hello, everybody. This is the Common Sense American podcast, and I appreciate you taking some time out of your day to tune in and listen to some basic common sense. And as I always say, I am not preaching here. I am not an orator. I am not a genius. All I'm really doing is saying what most of you are thinking and maybe just haven't had the time or the wherewithal to put it into words. And maybe just going a little bit farther down the rabbit hole to examine the whys and the whens and the hows of how all of this is happening and why this country seems to be so split and so divided and really in a lot of trouble. And though I have done shows in the past about obvious differences in behavior and reaction to certain events between liberal and conservative, there is one thing I wanted to highlight today. This is inspired by, sometimes I'm on Reddit and I'm scrolling through, and maybe you're on a feed somewhere and you can't help but see something that's just obviously liberal and either news or something more social like a meme or something that the left is, you know, loving. So I can't help but see some of it. And I have often said that it doesn't seem possible that both sides are as extreme as they are. And if you talk to people on either side, their immediate assumption is that those who vote on the other side are just bat crap crazy. Now, both sides believe this. I've said we have a serious problem when both sides believe the other side is working to destroy the country. And both sides believe this. They believe that everybody's an extremist and a radical on the other side. And fueled largely, maybe entirely, by the internet. I would say the media too, but the media is heavily split. So They're just giant echo chambers at this point, and people who want to hear certain news are just going to listen to certain broadcasts and tune into certain stations and check certain channels, and that's all they're going to do. They're not even going to bother with the other side, so they don't know. And that's not really helping. The internet is really creating these extreme sides, and people are really believing it. Now, I will contend, and I'm going to make this contention right now, I'm going to make it very clear, I do believe that those on the left are far more extreme. There are a higher percentage of people who vote liberal or Democrat that are way off the deep end, as opposed to the percentage of conservatives and right-wing individuals who vote Republican that are off the deep end. There are those people on both sides. I just believe it's a much higher percentage on the Democrat side. In seeing some of these posts, as I mentioned, scrolling through social media, whatever, it makes me really believe it. Because they believe all kinds of crap about us that you'd be stunned. There was a one thing up about how isn't it ridiculous that these right-wingers are allowed to talk when they're all just, you know, Bible-thumping, flat-earth supporters. You know, I've never met anybody who believes the world is flat. I really haven't, and I seriously doubt you have either. I doubt anybody has that I can think of in my lifetime. I guess there might still be a few hanging around out there that believes the world is flat. I don't know, and I'm sure they probably do vote Republican or whatever. It's such a tiny percentage of this side and the populace in general, it's not worth talking about. It's insane. You're never going to find any. It's 0.01%. It's a microscopic percentage. But you would be stunned at how many people on the left believe that there's a certain percentage, a much higher percentage than what I just said, of conservatives who believe like the earth is flat. That is only the beginning. That is just the tip of the iceberg. You know, They believe that we want to, like, shoot all illegal aliens. I'm not kidding. That's not an exaggeration. They think we want them all dead. They think we all want, like, all black people back in slavery. Now, these are not, again, they're not exaggerations. These are just flat statements that I have seen from the left on the internet, despite the fact that we have several minority Republican candidates for president, Tim Scott being one. He's a great guy. I like him. I wish he was getting, I mean, he's got a big war chest. He's got a lot of donations. He's not getting a lot of media airtime. I wish he was getting a little bit more support. I support 98% of everything I've heard him say. He's great. And then there's Vivek Ramaswamy. I'm sure I'm not pronouncing that right. Oh, maybe I am. Also very right wing. And there are many in terms of the illegal immigration issue, just like the case with Donald Trump. And I hearken back to when Time magazine ran the cover of Trump on the Trump standing there towering over this little, cowering immigrant girl, Mexican or Puerto Rican or whatever. And all of this completely ignoring that Trump and pretty much all his supporters, I would say, all they've ever railed against, all I've ever railed against, is illegal immigration. That's it. Not immigration. Not legal immigration. No. Trump never had a problem with it. In fact, he said multiple times during his presidency that we need it. That we need legal immigration. And we do, in order to keep much of the country running, because a lot of these people come here and are a big help and are willing to do jobs that, let's face it, a lot of Americans are not willing to do anymore. That's a fact. And he made that plain. And I agree with it. And many other people agree with it. We know people who came to this country legally, migrated here, worked hard, became part of this country, assimilated, adapted, and made everything better because of it. We rail against illegal immigration, which is out of freaking control and destroying the country. Because the percentage of those who are illegally here with criminal records is insane. Gee, I wonder why. Why else would they try to hide? Why else? We have the easiest immigration process in the world, bar none. Other countries can't believe it's this easy. Yes, it takes a while. Yes, there's a ton of red tape because bureaucracy takes 1,000 years and moves at a snail's pace. We know this. But it's so ridiculously simple. Clearly, you don't even have to know how to speak the language. You don't need a job. You really don't. You don't even need any of that to be legal. You just need to go through the process. Other countries, smart countries, do require these things. They require you to have a job or at least prospects of a job before you ever even attempt to become a permanent citizen. And you have to pass language tests. And there are all these, and you're not coming in if you're a criminal. Most of the civilized countries in the world do not allow this. If you have a, distinct criminal felon record, you're not coming in. And these are all just common sense logical things that every other country just sees as common sense logical. And it's all we've ever wanted. It's all the right has ever wanted. Nobody wants people dead. Nobody wants, and no conservatives are saying line them up against the wall and shoot them. But you would be just, your jaw would drop if you knew or looked at how many people on the left really believe that we want this. That we want slavery to come back when all we've ever said is no, we don't want affirmative action, which is racism. No, we don't want the fact that we've now reached the point where the only people who can be made fun of and mocked in society, in comedies or whatever, are white straight people. That's it. Every other race is out of bounds because they're all immune. And we don't particularly like the idea of systemic racism being tied to, oh, only one race can be racist. Only one race can be the oppressor. They're not allowed to be to be victims. They're not allowed to feel oppressed or offended in any way. This is where we are, and that's also a fact. Yes, we're pushing back against that because it's called racism and we don't like it. In no way are we saying that we want slavery to come back. No one ever said that. You are the insane people pushing for reparations for something that nobody alive is guilty of, and blood guilt does not work, as human history has proven throughout the centuries. And as I said in my last podcast, by the way, the proof is in the pudding there. What they're asking for are just handouts. They're asking for money. They're asking for property. They're asking for breaks and money because they have nothing else to ask for because they already have everything. They have every right. They have all the laws in place support them completely. They have every right that everybody else has. This isn't suffrage. This isn't women going, hey, we want the right to vote because we don't have it, so we're going to protest that. No, this isn't that. This isn't the Civil War where they're going, you know, we should probably free these people. No. They have all the rights and laws, so they have nothing to protest. They have nothing to complain about. They have everything already. They can't possibly get anything more besides preferential treatment, which is clearly what they're asking for. So they're just asking straight for money. Like I said, the proof's in the pudding. It's just racism. That's all it is. You're the insane people asking for that. We're saying, you know what? This doesn't make much sense because it doesn't fall on us. We are not guilty of this. Nobody is guilty of this. They have every opportunity that we have, if not more, because let's face it, from university to employment level, we all know which way that's breaking. If it comes down to choosing between a minority and the white straight guy, let me tell you something, the white straight guy is SOL. And we all know it. And employers are sort of whispering it a little bit and going, yeah, well, we can't do that because, you know, this is how we have to do it. It's a total line. The ACLU will be after us. The labor boards will be after us. It's getting harder and harder to fire anybody who's a minority. We have to hire them. It's like there's a quota. Oh, there's a quota, all right. They know there's a quota. Whether affirmative action exists or not, this quota fully is operational. And most major companies abide by it. They basically flat out say, okay, now we're at the point where we can't hire any more white people. Regardless of what the application process looks like, regardless of the applicants, regardless of the pool of applicants and where they come from, no. We don't care. We're just going to do this the racism way. See, we don't think that works because it doesn't work. Especially once you get up into higher levels. Once you start talking about people flying our planes and operating on people in hospitals, maybe, just maybe, we really don't give a crap what their skin color is. We're going to want the best person for the job. That's all we're saying. It's all we've ever said. Common sense, logical things. This is what the majority of the people on the right believe. They believe that maybe it's not such a great idea to allow any woman to kill any child within her up until the time they're born. Maybe that's not such a great idea. Maybe we should have some sense of morals. And on top of that, maybe we should have a sense of self-discipline and willpower and things that the country used to support and encourage. Rather than just be a bunch of pigs and apes in the jungle and a drag queen person standing on a stage and grinding their crotch with a grinder or sparks coming out. Look, if you want to be that sick and twisted, you're not a member of society. I don't care what or who or you are. I really don't. That's not civilization. There's nothing in it civilization. Maybe we're pushing back against that. Maybe we've gone just a little too far. Maybe that has nothing to do with personal expression, but just toxic, ape-like degeneration of the human species, which is all it is. Again, I don't care what it is or what you do or who you have sex with or who you think you are, what gender it is. I don't care. That's irrelevant. What you put on display in public is relevant and how it affects society and how it affects our children. That's what's relevant. That's what we're saying. And yet, the majority of people on the left support that bullcrap. This is how we know you're extreme nut jobs. You know another way we know you're extreme nut jobs? Take a look at the laws and proposals that are out there. These are actual laws and proposals that exist in Washington, D.C. to be considered by Congress and Senate. They're so out of control nuts. This is how we know that most of you are nuts. They're flat out racist, flat out preferential treatment, completely anti-American in every possible way, anti-American stability for illegal aliens getting everything, more aid, more welfare, more stuff for Ukraine. It's endless. And, you know, like I said, if you sort of go over to the dark side a little bit and see what these people are doing, it's in the news every single day. It's hard to miss. The mainstream media, just all they do is wildly exaggerate the what the right believes, which is, again, I made the point before about how there was a study where they asked people on the left what they believe people on the right believe, and vice versa. They did it for both sides. And the people on the right pretty much got the left nailed down pat. We know what you're all about. We were right like 90% of the time. When the left tried to guess what the right was going to say in regards to a certain situation and get their beliefs down on paper, they're wrong almost all the time. They're way too far out. They think that, you know, all of us are like racist, violent, over, you know, anti-democracy. Only the Bible and guns matter. And like, this is what they believe. They believe it, I think, because, well, it's being crammed down their throats. That rhetoric has been pushed by mainstream media for a while now. So, you know, they believe if you graduated college or have an advanced degree or an educated individual, they believe, like, it's not possible for you to vote right. They can't even comprehend it. Mainly because, you know, they've been told, of course, that the educated people are all left-wing. And, you know, there can't be any educated right-wing individuals, despite people like, you know, Jordan Peterson being out there. Very, very smart people. Basically destroying every leftist rhetoric and just shattering their crap. Because it's kind of easy to shatter. It doesn't tax him any. But there are obviously quite a few educated people on the right that are basically standing up for morality and discipline and ethics and the country. And they're not just going to kowtow to Big Brother and just do whatever they say. You know, they'll insult the right for being vaccine deniers. Yeah, you know what? We are vaccine deniers. And no, the vaccine didn't work because it wasn't a vaccine. There's a lot of proof of that. But you're not going to bother to look into it, so why should I bother to bring it up? I mean, they're not even going to talk about it. They're not going to mention it. They're not going to mention about the massive increase in accident and unknown deaths. The unknown death percentage for insurance companies completely went ballistic over the past couple of years. We're not going to talk about that. If it was COVID, they'd say it's COVID, trust me. And it's not. That's not what's going on. There's strokes. There's heart attacks in perfectly healthy individuals. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about the fact that these are experimental drugs that ripped right through and were never tested. We were the test. We were the guinea pigs. But yeah, we'll definitely trust Big Pharma. They're the people to trust. They have no ulterior motive here. No. They didn't want their stock to quadruple. They're not the same people that gave you OxyContin and about 75 million other drugs that wrecked you in 100 different ways, many of which we're just finding out now. But, you know, we're not going to go with history. We're not going to go with facts. We're not going to go with the science behind this, which was never met. The actual scientific requirements in order to get these things to market were never met. They treated it like an emergency and said, here, take this. Yeah, we're allowed to question that. Because it's, again, there's a history here of the entire country being enslaved and destroyed by prescription drugs for the past 30, 40 years. So maybe, just maybe, we're going to have some questions. Yeah, we're allowed, and yeah, you should too. It is your body and your health. And the idea of the government saying you have to take this when it's not proven, when there's nothing about this that's proven, and we're talking about also a disease that has a 0.03% mortality rate, and lower than that when we're talking about regular healthy individuals, it's the healthy individuals that appear to be suffering from this so-called vaccine. These are all questions we're allowed to ask. You want to insult us by saying that we're not allowed, that we don't want women to have rights because we're anti-abortion? I don't even know what that means. That doesn't even make any sense. We want to cut off reproductive health. First of all, it's not reproductive health. We're talking about abortion because there's no reproduction going on. So I don't know what you're going to call it, healthcare, I guess. It's like, and they believe that like we want women to die if they have some complication with their pregnancy, you know, to save the baby or something, that we want them to die, that we'll let them die because of complication. Who the hell is saying that? There isn't anybody who's anti-abortion who's saying that. If you have to save the mother, save the mother. No one's saying not do that. No one's saying don't go to the doctor and see if there's a problem. No one is saying this. What we're saying is maybe we just don't want to kill off a kid because you had another drunken, slovenly slut night and couldn't get past the fact that you just maybe you might have to take responsibility for your actions. Just a thought. And, you know, there's these extremes that they really believe, that we don't want women's rights, or we don't want them to exist, or we think they should be, you know, barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen or something. And as I said before, there are plenty of laws and bills that are in Washington right now that prove the insanity and the radicalist nature of the left. Where the hell is there the bill that says we want any of this? That says we want women to be shackled in some way? Where is it? Show me one. Where's the one that says we want black people, minorities to be to be back in slavery or whatever, or that we want to elevate white people ahead of everything when all we're looking for is a little bit of equality. That's all any bill that I've ever seen has ever said. Yeah, we just want everyone to be treated equal. That was the whole point of the freaking Constitution in the first place. When we stand up for the Constitution, we stand up for the Constitution because it sort of makes sense. That's what we've written. Now, you want to change it, go right ahead, but you're going to have to actually go through the process of changing it legally, not just ignoring it, not ignoring the Supreme Court, which they're doing. The Biden administration completely ignored the Supreme Court on the student loans. They'll just forgive a bunch anyway. They completely ignored the Supreme Court multiple times when they ruled that the administration was guilty of not securing the border, of screwing that whole thing up, of about a billion violations. They just ignored it. Yeah, we sort of have problems with all of this. We have problems with the fact that you're telling us that we want all legal immigrants to die when all we really want, actually, you want them to die because you want this to continue, which is a massive healthcare issue. Because all of these people are a mess, first of all, and they shouldn't be traveling, a lot of them. And they're just coming here to just leech off our system, which is what they've done for decades, and apparently you have no problem with. And they get nothing back in return, especially the ones who are here illegally. So it's a matter of perspective, and I understand that. Essentially, the people on the left are being lied to, as they've been lied to by the MSM for decades. They're being shown a certain image of your standard, stereotypical right-winger, which is just blown way out of proportion and so comically over-exaggerated that it's actually a little scary. It's no one. If I believe that, I get it. I wouldn't be able to figure out how I would ever vote Republican either if I actually believe what was being shown to me. But there is no evidence on Capitol Hill that anything is like that. None. There is no evidence of any law or bill that they're trying to pass right now, any major change they want to make to the country that has anything to do but with common sense. It's all common sense right now. It's not racism. It's not radicalism. It's just basic stuff. We're trying to get the country back on track. That's really all it is. Maybe we don't like the idea of you burning the American flag and peeing on it while you're naked in the street. Maybe that's just not a great idea. Maybe we're just not big fans of you cramming a certain agenda down our throat with nothing to back it up, like the transgender agenda, which has no science behind it at all, besides the "I just feel like this today" rule, which I guess is a rule, no science, but whatever. The hypocrisy of the people who supposedly, I'm a member of the science community. Yeah, sure you are. If you were, you'd care about the history of science. You'd care about the history of big pharma. You'd care about the history of how drugs have interacted with this country and how it's brought it to its knees. And the unbelievably corrupt and shady nature of that industry, which is just, it's basically organized crime. If you actually looked into it, it's organized crime. With the government in its back pocket, by the way. Like aspartame. They just, people in the know have known aspartame was a cancer-causing carcinogen since the days of TAB, when, 40-year-old housewives were keeling over with heart attacks and strokes. What the hell, why'd the cancer rate just go nuts? Oh yeah, 25 years later, after the soda industries have just decimated the country with their crap and kept aspartame in there for, 30 years, the WHO goes, and you know what? It's not going to matter. They're still saying it causes cancer, but it's still safe, so we'll leave it in there. Look, you have to protect yourselves at this point. We all do. And we all have questions about this, and we all should have questions because these are our lives we're talking about. And we're pushing back against people who simply accept the status quo and accept what they're being shown without doing an ounce of their own homework because they're the laziest humans on earth. And they really do believe they're just goose-stepping goody-two-shoes out there going, yep, that's right, that's how everyone on the right is. Of course, they've sworn off the right. They won't listen to them. They won't actually meet any one of them. They won't even allow them to debate. They don't want to talk to them. They don't want to hear them. They think they should be completely silenced on platforms like Twitter. Hell with it. It's all hate speech anyway. So I guess that's it then. Then they know everything without actually knowing anything about us. And so they're just going to continue on that route, But it's now reached the point where, again, it's comical. The stuff that they actually believe about what the traditional right-winger thinks in terms of the major topics, you'd be stunned. You should look it up. If you haven't, you should see what it is they think. And you won't be surprised at why they act with so much venom when they come across people like us, because they really believe this stuff. And there's not much you can do unless you actually sat down and said, you know, all this extreme crap that's being thrown at you from the media, none of that's accurate. We don't believe any of that. Do you understand? It's the only way to do this, but they're not willing to do that because they've closed their ears and brain a long time ago because they were instructed to. So that's the point of my podcast today. I just wanted to, you know, again, this is something that probably a lot of you have at least glimpsed and taken note of. So it is worth noting. It's worth talking about. Because this is the source of the division and the schism in the country. It's a misconception and a drastic one that they really believe that this is how, this is what we believe. This is what we think. This is how right-wingers are. If that's the way they were, let me tell you, the country would be like dead. I mean, it's nuts. They think we're all members of the KKK. Seriously. Anyway, that's it for me. I appreciate you listening as always. Keep your eyes and ears open. Keep that brain functioning because it's the only defense we've got right now. And I appreciate all your time and your support as always. So I will be back next week. Something else to talk about. And I'll see you then. Thank you.